When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
My next guest, he is a James Beard nominated chef. He's also chef on BuzzFeed. Everybody knows those tasty platforms. So, but, you know, the number one thing on Facebook is food videos. The number one thing, you're getting that food right. People will watch food. He has a new show to debate it on the TV One's new network called The Clio. It's Just Eats with Chef JJ. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Chef JJ Johnson. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I could do all this intro talking, then he can't talk.
No, yeah, I was so excited how you introed me that I was so caught off guard. I didn't really know what to say.
Wait, look here, man. It's about the food, brother. It's about that food. Okay, food.
You got me so excited about myself. I was like, whoa.
Well, you should be, because of the fact that what you do in the life we live now, and cooking and how you cook and the different ways you can serve people, they talk about the do-it-yourself networks, but the food industry, the cooking show industry, is its own version of do-it-yourself, correct? But they just don't say do-it-yourself, right?
Correct, you're right. It is truly do-it-yourself, but they're not telling you that. They're giving you that support, that backbone, to make you feel like they're there, and then you are truly doing it yourself, like we're doing it on Just Eat. So
I know, because I watch it. I watch a show, and I go, okay, let me see what they're doing. Okay, and I get mad if they don't give me the recipe. You know, that just drives me crazy when I see something good on TV and I want to make it and I don't have the recipe. So tell us about your little history of how you got started, because I want to talk about this restaurant that you have. It was something on the menu that really caught my attention. But tell me how you got started, this chef, because you know I'm an award winning baker. I got started baking like 4 years ago. That's how I got started.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I got started about 15 years ago. See, I was literally...
This is what he do for a living, yo. This Rushon is just hobby-fying out here. You know, just telling people I'm an award-winning baker. This is what he do. Follow his instructions.
You know, I want one of those pies, so send it to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I started in the kitchen super young. Well, my grandmother got me started in the kitchen really young. Mm-hmm. And she made it really fun for me. So I used to spend time in the kitchen. I didn't really watch cartoons or anything. Cooking was my cartoon. Mm-hmm. Kind of fast forward, love cooking. Would try to do family birthday dinners and mess up people's birthdays, trying to cook something that my mom would allow me to cook. But they were really fueling me or getting me prepared for what I'm doing now. And then about the age of 14, I started working as a dishwasher at a country club. I used to ride my bike back and forth. So I grew up in Northeast Pennsylvania in the Poconos. I rode my bike back and forth. I went to culinary school at Culinary Institute of America, and then wind up working in New York City. While I was working in New York City, I lived with family in Harlem, and I've been in Harlem ever since now for about 15 years.
Wow! Congratulations. Now, one of the restaurants that you have is Henry at Life Hotel. Correct.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that's in the Nomad District. If anybody knows, that's kind of like it's called north of Madison Square. And it's a really, I guess it's that whole neighborhood is like just transforming, correct?
Yeah, the neighborhood is really transforming. It's a transforming neighborhood. We're on a block that's transforming. You would know it as back in the day as like Midtown or Little West Africa or Koreatown. Mm-hmm. So we're like one block away from Koreatown, so we're on 31st Street between 5th and 6th, Henry and the Life Hotel, or Henry by JJ.
Cool. And let me just, the setting is in Manhattan. Manhattan and New York City is where we're talking about the restaurant location. Now, it's a couple of, you know, I'm a foodie. So immediately when it was coming to my show, I had to go to the menu.
Ooh.
Went to the menu. What caught my eye was the collard green salad.
Oh, yes. The collard green salad is infamous.
See, collard green. See, everybody in the booth going, collard green salad. Nah. So, you know, so that means that, okay, the collard greens are not cooked. They're treated like lettuce, correct?
Yeah, the collard greens are not cooked at all. You know, kale has been getting all this credit in the last 10 years, right? And collard greens have worked. Collard greens have worked harder than kale. so I wanted to give, you know, I wanted to give collard greens some type of a different rep. Or knowing that you can eat collard greens raw, and it's really good for you, the stem and everything. So it's a collard green salad. It'll feel like a chopped salad. It comes with some red beans, cucumbers, and like a coconut dressing.
Okay, now that's genius right there. Now, you're in the kitchen. Now, you're the mad scientist, right? So this is a mad scientist salad, okay? I'm just telling y'all. I eat everywhere. I eat everywhere. I had the collard green soup. I was at Flying Biscuit yesterday. I had the scrambled eggs and collard greens with bacon. So I've never had the collard green salad. So this is a mad scientist mix. So you're telling people you're thinking about this idea. Well, how did they look at you? Did they look at you like, really, JJ, really? Are you tripping?
Well, yeah, I mean, people look at me crazy all the time with the collard green salad. They think I soak the collard greens in salt water to make them tender.
Right.
They think I blanch them in water. No, I just treat the collard green truly. It's a collard green that we buy in the store. It's not a baby collard green. It's not a super baby collard green. This is a collard green. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. It's something that is familiar but unfamiliar. And it's something that you could truly do at home. You can get these collard greens, and you know you could put chicken on top, or salmon, or some steak. You know, so you know, I'm just taking you along the journey of the African diaspora, and kind of paying homage and respect to the flavors of who we are and kind of what we do.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about it. Okay, so you got the beans in there, you got the cucumber. I think I'm assuming they're thinly sliced cucumbers or chopped cucumbers that you have in the salad?
Thinly sliced cucumbers.
And then you have
Thinly sliced cucumbers and cashews, some candy cashews and red beans.
Candy cashew? Candy?
Yeah.
See, candy mad scientist? Mad scientist?
I like it. I like that you called me the mad scientist.
Who has ever had candy cashews? I'm just sorry. That's candy pecans. Okay, you got all that. Okay, now, the coconut dressing. Tell me about that.
So coconut dressing is just some coconut milk,
A little bit of bird's eye chili, cumin, blended oil, some shallots. And the key is that the spice and the coconut dressing will cut through the bitterness of the collard green, so it gives it a really nice balance. Okay. So if you don't have like bird's eye chili, you could use chipotle, or you can use some other type of chili that you really love.
Cool, cool. So another thing that caught my eye, and I really didn't understand, it was all a dream.
That was all a dream. We used to read Word Up magazines. You can get the whole menu. So
for $390. I saw it over there. $390.
You get one of everything. I say that you should share it with 4 to 5 people. So it's a big celebration at the table. You're having this ultimate dream meal. I just reference it after the Biggie song.
I'm telling you. See, he knows I've looked at his menu. See, you know, do you get the sweet potato pie, too? That's your dessert. Do you get that?
Sweet potato pie? You got to get the sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie is legendary. We do it with some purple yam. You know, you have to get some coconut ice cream. You know, we really taking it.
Oh, my goodness. So the thing about it, I really, when I talk about food, I really like talking to people who enjoy food. You enjoy food. You enjoy the kitchen experience. I'm assuming it goes back to your childhood when you was in the kitchen and then being able to look at other people while you're washing dishes, being able to see other people do something that you want to do. It's a passion for you, right, JJ?
Yeah, it's a big passion for me. You know, the reason why I love cooking food and really fortunate of having one restaurant right now and a second one coming is I'm connecting people every day, and the greatest connector is food. Mm-hmm. So if I'm able to do it with the food that I truly love to cook and give you these like amazing nostalgic moments, then I've done my job and it keeps me going to the next day.
Okay, cool. I will be in New York tomorrow, my friend. Okay.
Oh, amazing. So I should see you tomorrow.
You will see me tomorrow night. I swear to you, you will see me tomorrow night. I will definitely want to try this collard green salad. I'm telling you up front.
I have it ready for you.
I will be. Don't put no chicken on it or nothing. I just want that because that's just such a great level of curiosity for me. I know it's going to taste great. And then so because the restaurant opens at 5:30, correct?
Yes, the restaurant opens at 5:30, correct.
I'll be on top of your game, baby. On top of your game.
I see it. I'm with you.
And so I'll be there tomorrow. I land at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I have some meetings all day, and so I plan on eating dinner at your place tomorrow. For sure, gonna be by myself. If I can bring another person in there, I will. But definitely, my friend, I just feel that when I see young people out there living their dreams with a passion. And so I want to talk about this restaurant concept. We've just been talking about the food. It's in New York City, in the Nomad District. The name of the project and the menu. How does that develop when you this menu? Because that always was my curiosity. How do you do a menu for a certain restaurant? How is that done?
You know, the menu for the Henry and the Life Hotel is truly curated. So for me, I'm curating the menu. The way the menu is at the Life Hotel, I take you from the lightest in flavor to the heaviest in flavor. I recommend about 2.5 items per person so that you can really get a good experience. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm cooking the food of the African diaspora. I call it Pan-African.
Yes, sir.
It's food that comes from West Africa into the Caribbean. It hits South America. And really hitting the ports of where West African slaves have went
right
through forced migration. Mm-hmm. So I'm pulling a lot of those flavors and I'm showcasing that. So you'll see things with West African peanut sauce, or you'll see jollof rice. You'll see a take on our escovitch or jerk.
Oh, yes.
So we're really celebrating places and people. And I'm doing it from lightest in flavor to heaviest.
You will see me tomorrow, my friend. I'm just going to let you know that. We're going to be right back to talk about this TV show, Just Eats with Chef JJ, on the new TV One network called Cleo. Be right back. More Money Making Conversations. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversations. On the phone is a James Beard nominated chef. He has a new TV show on TV One's new Cleo network called Just Eats with Chef JJ. Back on the phone is my man, JJ, the mad scientist of food.
The mad scientist. I'm going to hashtag that now.
I'm going to tell you something, JJ. You got take it, because you're doing some stuff, man, that needs to be understood. Everybody got to have a little hook, a little angle that you in that kitchen, man. I can just see, because you're doing some stuff everybody's not doing, and it's good food, and that's the next step of how people do a, like I got that restaurant in Chicago, I believe, where you just go in there, you just smell food, you know, yeah, they just bust open little balloons, and they charge you for that.
Yes, they do. Oh, yes, he does. They charge you to bust balloons at that restaurant.
There you go. See, they looking at me like I'm just, no, that restaurant, you, oh, that smells good. Okay, give me that money. Leave the room. That's a mad scientist move. That's a mad scientist move.
They are mad scientists. They are mad scientists over there.
And so when I look at what he's doing and being innovative, so let's talk about your TV show, because people, you know, I produce TV shows. I'm always looking for talent to do television shows. How do you get on TV, Chef JJ? Who approached you, and how did the whole concept come about?
So I got approached by a production company named Powerhouse Productions.
Good people. I know those people, those two ladies.
Great people, Rochelle Brown, Shania Armstrong. Armstead, very, very good. Been in the food business, food game for a really long time. Legends, produced some really great television shows that we still watch today and or have watched for many years. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was an honor to be able to work with Powerhouse Productions. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, there's a new network coming out I think you'd be perfect for. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in potentially shooting this pilot for this style of show for a new network with TV One? I said, well, let's try to do it. I'm not really a fan of like a cook and stir kind
right.
of show.
Right.
But let's shoot it. Let's see what happens. So they brought it to Cleo. Cleo really brought TV One. They thought it'd be perfect for Cleo. Yeah. And then we all worked together once it got picked up on developing it to be more than just this cooking show where you have great conversation around food. So that's how we got to the show. I think what has been able, I've been grateful to be able to get on television is, I know a lot of chefs look at being on TV as like the pinnacle. I'm just fortunate that I'm able to be on TV. At the end of the day, I think I got there because when people come to the restaurant, they really love the food.
Right.
And the food is what represents the chef. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they kind of get to know the chef and kind of go from there. So I always believe in the food, and that's why I'm able to get to where I am today.
So the show is like a business move for you, for your brand, to promote all your restaurant, your future endeavors, or is the show about just your craft, about your love of food?
I mean, for me, I would say it's about both. But yeah, it's definitely, for me, it's more of a business move than for the craft. It's really showing, you know, you don't really see black chefs on television. There's a couple that you see.
Right.
So it was breaking down that door and also being able to be on a network for us, by us, really sold it for me. So that was kind of the business or power move. And then the passion kind of comes out when you watch a show, that you see that the food connects people. And while they're cooking alongside of me, or we're having conversation, or they're eating, these two people that might not really know each other or do know each other become closer around food and around the table. And that's really what it's all about.
I know. Food is really interesting. I was in Anchorage, Alaska, and I was eating at this restaurant. And I ordered a shrimp fried, shrimp and grits. And they actually made the shrimp and grits. They had an egg over easy on top. I had never had shrimp and grits like that. And then this other person sitting next to me, they had some type of calamari, and there was another person. And all of a sudden, I didn't even know these people. And we just started eating off each other's plate. It was like the coolest thing. And I'm going like, Rashawn, this is not really normal. You know, you don't normally do stuff like that, but food creates that atmosphere that makes you want to share, that makes you want to talk and go, this is really good, try this. And I'm big at doing things like that. It really creates a kind of like a communion of opportunities to be able to share a great conversation amongst good food.
Correct.
I'm telling you, bad food can create a good conversation too now.
It could, or give you really bad moments.
But you, we're talking about great food here. So that's the essence of what you're doing. Now, that's, you got one restaurant rolling. Now you want to go back to your home front up in Harlem and do a restaurant there. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, I'm going to opening up this spring a quick service restaurant called Field Trip.
Oh, Chef JJ, it's spring already. When's spring happen? He said this spring, right? The spring happened, was it?
This
April?
Spring. Spring is here already?
I feel like it. I'll just tell you.
The weather in New York, now it's 55. They say it's going to be 55 today. So you're right. So coming this spring, I'm opening up a fast.
So I got to hold the mad scientist in check now. The mad scientist, I got to hold him in check now. So it's coming this spring up in Harlem. Going to have another place for me to go. Tell me about this.
It's called Field Trip. It's a rice bowl shop with global flavors. So it's different rices from around the world. It's our address is 109 Lenox Avenue. So it's between 115th and 116th and Lenox Avenue, mm-hmm. in front of the 2 and the 3 train. You come and order from the counter. We'll have 5 rice bowls, a veggie grain bun, a couple of salads, beer and wine on tap, and a little bit of red velvet soft serve ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Soft serve ice cream. Everybody in the booth just threw up their hands. You had them at the ice cream man. You had them.
You know. I gotta get, you know, some everything. Got to talk to somebody differently. But the goal is to be back in Harlem. That's kind of where I started. Mm-hmm. My community really has got me to where I am today. And then the goal is to open up this really affordable place, mm-hmm. for the community. That hopefully could become legendary like other places like Melba's or Amy Ruth's or Sylvia's, you know, those household Harlem names, mm-hmm. That really fuel Harlem every day. So
now, Sylvia's, that's soul food. Now, that's a different layer. That's where you go in and get the yams and that heavy food. I call that heavy food up in Sylvia's.
Well, this is going to be light. This is going to be light and refreshing and flavorful.
I'm telling you, JJ, I get around now. Your boy go up in town.
I see. You're talking about popping balloons. Like, I'm like, oh, you know about this place. You know about these things.
I love eating. That's why I love it. Believe me, I don't want this to be your, when this restaurant opens up, Field Trip, please come back on the show so we can promote that. And let me know ahead of time so I got a big following in the New York City market. And I let people know it's opening because that's what Money Making Conversation was created, to be able to have small businesses and give them a platform to speak behind the scenes and recognize the true stars. The true stars in the kitchen are now the businessmen. Social media has allowed you guys to be able to take your brand and put it on television. Like I've said, it's and change the way people approach life in the kitchen. And I'm going to be honest with you. I used to look at a recipe book and was scared because I couldn't understand. It just, some of these recipe books just look like math books to me. I be going like, what the heck going on here? My degree in math. I'm afraid. But when I look at somebody like you on TV, you're smiling, you're happy, you're showing me a way of actually seeing it done, the beginning, middle, and end. You're changing lives, man. I want to let you know that, man. You're affecting people in a very, very positive way.
No, yeah. The goal is, you know, for me, is that I'm able to employ people that look like me, right? That potentially don't get a shot in other restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been super talented and they haven't been getting promoted. And by every time I'm able to open up a restaurant or do another project, I'm able to employ people. And a lot of people that want to work for me look like me,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which is a truly great thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just chugging along. It's a marathon. I'm really not trying to get to the, most people are trying to get to the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
I'm just trying to maintain the light.
Right.
Because the light shifts. If I can see the light, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get to the end because when you get to the end, there's nothing left.
Well, you know, the thing I like about it, let me just say this about him. And he's saying something that I cannot ignore. Okay, when you talk about black chefs or black cooks, you talk about soul food restaurants. You talk about barbecue. You talk about boudin. You talk about food that somehow has been regulated. This is what African America or black people or people of color can do. They do this type of food. And so that's what he's saying. He said he's a chef. He's a James Beard nominated chef, which is a whole different level of being a chef. And I want to thank you for saying that. You said that twice in this interview. And I have to remind people why you're saying it twice. Seeing somebody on TV cooking this way, and he's male, and he's an African-American male. And that's important. And don't stop what you're doing. Like I said, I'll be at your place tomorrow. So just give me, when I show up tomorrow, what's the experience when I walk in? Are you going to be a hostess waiting on me? Do I seat myself? What's the experience when I walk in the restaurant tomorrow that opens at 5:30?
When you walk in tomorrow, you're going to walk in a 90s hip-hop and R&B. So you might hear a song that takes you back to driving a Honda Accord in
there
the 90s. I'm not sure.
A host
will greet
you. Little Bobby Brown. Put a little Bobby Brown on for me.
You might hear a little Bobby Brown. You know, we do.
Don't be cruel.
we do play an amazing playlist. Music is a very, very intricate part of what I do in the dining scene. And a host will sit you down at a table. You'll have a server. It's a very intimate setting. Lights are low. There's big windows open to the street. The kitchen is semi-open.
Uh-huh.
It's a small dining room, and you should have an amazing time.
Well, my friend, I had an amazing time with this interview. Again, incredible chef. He's a new TV show. It just debuted on TV1's new network called the Cleo Network, called Just Eats with Chef JJ. Chef, I'll be at your place tomorrow. I promise you I will be there tomorrow. I will be taking pictures, putting it on my social media. Because, man, I got to get the collard green salad.
Can't wait to see you. Thank you for having me on. It's been a true pleasure.
Mad Scientist, I'm coming. Mad Scientist, I'm coming.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.